Good morning to you all. Pat, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me here today. And also thank you, and particularly the Royal Irish Academy. I want to thank you for your commitment and for your dedication. I thought you put it very well, for your commitment and dedication to Ireland. And I think that speaks everything. And I want to thank you and thank every single one of you, not alone in relation to today, but the work you do on a day-to-day basis, the work you do on a year-to-year basis. Sometimes people like yourselves don't get recognised for the tremendous commitment you make to Ireland. And on my own behalf and on behalf of the government, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like you to give yourselves a big round of applause for all the work that you do. When the RIA approached my department in the middle of last year, we were delighted to hear that they wanted to place a focus on rural Ireland. So we were more than happy to be associated with the rural conversation events. And I know that they were a tremendous success. And I know that many, many people turned up to these events. Too often rural Ireland is portrayed negatively in the media, and the headlines tend to highlight challenges facing rural areas. But these stories do not just do justice to the people who live and work in rural Ireland. And my job as Minister for Rural and Community Development, particularly since I came into the Cabinet over the last 2 years, has been to highlight the positivity, the very good things and the good people we have working and living in rural Ireland. And I want to say this again today, and every opportunity that I get, I make this point. Sometimes the media, they focus on the negativity, never really focus on the positivity. And sometimes I think, you know, and even our national broadcaster, there has to be a balance. Has to be a balance. Of course, everything is not right in rural Ireland, but everything is not wrong in rural Ireland. Rural Ireland has some very thriving communities, has some fine quality people living and working, and are very proud of rural Ireland. And the one thing that rural Ireland has, community. And don't ever forget that word, community. People working together, people pulling together. And I'll just give you a few examples in relation to community. If it's a death in a village, death in a town, tragedy in a family, that's when you see community at its best. That's when you see rural Ireland at its best. The GA, the soccer, the rugby, everybody pulling and working together. And the towns, and I come from a town. It's a place called Westport, Cahernamar. Very proud of it. It's a town where community, people work together, people pull together. Take the tidy towns. This morning, and some of you were up, some of you were in bed, 6 o'clock this morning, our community were out there cleaning up our town. And anybody that has ever been in Westport will know exactly what I'm talking about. We're also delighted in that town that we have Allergan. Now, people mightn't be aware, and I look around here this morning and I know there's nobody using it, Botox. That is in Westport. There's 2,000 people working in my town in Allergan. Botox, it's been produced in Westport, been sold all over the world. We have Coca-Cola. We have Port West, another local company, exporting all over the world. And there's local people and other people that have come to live in our community, working and living there. We have Coca-Cola, Baxter. These are all in my county, and I only talk about my county this morning just to use it as an example. This is happening in every other county. We have some multinational companies that are prepared to come in and set up companies in rural Ireland. And the challenge that we have now, how is it Allergan, 40 years they're in Westport, when the IDA and this country was in a major depression, we could attract a major international company like that, that developed that company, that has their European headquarters in my town, that have 2,000 people working in this country, were able to come to a town like that and create employment. Why can't some of the multinational companies now, and I'm not saying let them bring the existing company they have, but the side traps of their companies that they could be bringing into Tullamore, that they could be bringing into Castlebar, that they could be bringing into Tipperary, that they could be creating employment. My job as Minister for Rural and Community And I give the example, community. What's my job in the community? I'll tell you what my job is. I have the sidecar program. We have a funding program there for inner city Dublin. We're in the sidecar program, we deal with disadvantaged areas. We deal with disadvantaged communities. We deal with disadvantaged people, giving them the opportunity, giving them the chance, giving them the chance to be able to get the education that they need, to get them into the workplace, to be able to get on a one-to-one basis, to be able to help them to read and write, to be able to go out there and target the people most in need, the Department of Rural and Community. And the third part of my brief is development. And the development part of it is, since I came into office, and particularly in the last 2 years as senior minister, before that as Minister for State, there's lots of money going into rural Ireland now. We have the Outdoor Recreation Scheme, we have the Town and Village Scheme, we have the CLAR programme, the LEADER programme, and the recent announcement, the Rural Regeneration Scheme. That's a game changer. That's going to be funding major projects in every corner of this country. And I have to say that that scheme is working very well. And the kind of projects, the kind of ideas, and the kind of people that are out there living and working in rural Ireland is just unbelievable. And I really mean this. I see that glass half full. A lot of people see it half empty. There has been an element of people, and I say this, and I get criticised when I say it, but I'll keep saying it, that has made a living out of criticising rural Ireland. I don't believe in that. I believe that you have to be honest, you have to be just, and you have to be fair. And again, as I said at the beginning, everything is not perfect. Just take the broadband issue. And I don't want to see that becoming an urban-rural divide. That is a critical infrastructure that's needed in rural Ireland. And I can go back to 1975 in Ballycroy, in my county, when they had no light. And that time, there was people saying, well, they don't really need it. We couldn't afford to be putting that kind of infrastructure into rural Ireland. Imagine, in 1975, they were depriving people of light in rural Ireland. And that is so critical. That is how critical broadband is to rural Ireland now. I know many companies. Recently, I met a lady who came to Mayo. She bought a small house. She wanted to bring her children. She wanted to live in Westport. And she wanted to work and live in Westport. She has had last year 3 million of a turnover. She has now got a contract this week, and I can't say any more than that because I met her on the street the other day. She's got a contract with a major multinational company, and she'll be doing their payroll from Westport in County Mayo. And if it can be done in Westport, it can be done in Tipperary, it can be done in Thurles, it can be done in Letterkenny. And we here in Dublin, fantastic city, a lovely city. But, you know, I wouldn't like to be living here 7 days a week, and I really do feel sorry for people. Whether I'd be up at six, and I have to be up at six in the morning, travelling into work, travelling home in the evening, their quality of life, and they work so hard. And, you know, sometimes we don't give them the credit for the way that they have to get out in the morning, they have to go back home in the evening, and the little time they have to spend with their family. I want to say, in relation to this report, that you and your group did. And I'm looking forward to hearing some of the, and I know that you're going to outline, and I know that you'll explain to the people here this morning, we're talking to people, what they want, what they need, and what they value in rural Ireland. We value the work and the commitment and the conversation that you've had with these people. We value any report that's done. And everything in that report is not positive, but it's not negative either. It's fair and balanced. And that's what I'm asking from the media, is to be fair and balanced. If they're going down doing a report in relation to problems that we have, and of course we have problems in rural Ireland, maybe sometimes they could go down and do positive reports. On a daily basis, I'm around this country. I'm out there meeting people, community people, people that are out there creating jobs, people that are out there that want to live in rural Ireland, love rural Ireland, and love Ireland, and we're all part of it, and it's important for the whole country that, you know, that we don't have an imbalance, where we have most of the population living in Dublin and rural Ireland in difficulty. I'll finish on this note. There's more people now working and living in rural Ireland since the foundation of the state now than there ever was. So when you hear that report on RTE, I read it in a daily paper. It's not true. And it's not me saying it. It's not the department saying it. It's the CSO figures. More people working and living in rural Ireland now than there has been since the foundation of the state. What we want now is to get more people working and living in rural Ireland, giving them the same opportunities, giving them the same chances, and having a balance so that the people of Dublin are happy, the people of rural Ireland is happy, and the country will prosper. And that's what it's all about. Thank you for doing the report. Thank you for your commitment. And thank you for working with my department. And you're quite correct. We have a new department, a young department, but a very bright department, a very bright future for that department. And whoever comes into government, and I hope we'll be still in government after the next election, that department must be left in full and must be added to, because there's many more parts of other departments that should be in the Department of Rural and Community Development. Thank you for doing your report. Thank you for having me here this morning. Thank you all.